Blow a trumpet in Zion. Check. Proclaim a fast. Check. Call an assembly. Check. Gather the people, notify the congregation. Check. Assemble the elders, gather the children and infants at the breast. Check. Let the bridegroom quit his room and the bride her chamber. Let the porch and the altar, between the porch and the altar, let the priest, the minister of the Lord weep. Yeah, I don't feel very weepy today, sorry. Page 2. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Check. Jesus said to his disciples, don't show off. Don't be braggarts. Check. So the question for me this year is, what can I do that will make me a different person at the end of Lent as opposed to where I am now? And I think that's sort of the question that we always have to ask. When I was young and growing up in the Catholic faith, we gave up chocolate. And sometimes we gave up Ed Sullivan. You know, eating fish on Friday for me was never a problem because I like fish. So I never really understood the fasting and penitential part of that part of it either. But when I was a kid, those are the things that I did because that's what you did. And I lived with a brother for a while who every Lent would give up chocolate-covered peanuts and coffee. You talk about a penitential season, I could not hardly wait for it to be over. So why do we do this stuff? Why do we get involved in Lent, and why do we either give something up or do something differently for this 40 days and 40 nights? And somebody said, depending upon how you count it, it's not exact. It's like, the point is that we're supposed to be doing something different during this season. We should stop in our tracks for today and decide, how am I going to enter into this season so that when we celebrate the resurrection at the end of it, I have been changed somehow in the process. That's what the fasting is all about. That's what the praying and the giving is all about, to step outside of ourselves and do it more intentionally, with more passion, with more engagement. That's what we're called to do. We're supposed to pay attention throughout the entire season of Lent to what it is we are doing or not doing. I will tell you that last Lent, before Lent started, I decided that I would, in the morning, I would start my morning by being grateful for something. And I chose at the end of Lent to continue that practice. And I will tell you that some days are repeats. Some days I'm just grateful to be awake. Sometimes I am grateful for the people in my life or the things that are happening in my life. But the point is that for me, every day I start out by being grateful to God for something. And that makes my day different. I can tell you that when on those days when I forget, I have to start over and go back and be grateful. Because it's that important to me now. So I invite you this Lenten season to choose. But choose now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till Friday. Don't wait till I'll do it over the weekend. Take the time today to decide. I'm going to be more intentional about reading the scriptures. I'm going to read the Sunday scriptures on Tuesday so that I can spend part of the week thinking about them. So that when I go to Mass on Sunday, they're not a surprise. And I understand a little bit more about what Father or the deacons are talking about. If I have time, I'll go to Mass an extra day during the week. Not because I have to, not because I'm showing off, not because I'm bragging about it, but because when I come to the community of faith and receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ as a member of the community, I am given grace for that process, and I feel different. Those are the kinds of conversations that I would encourage you to have with yourself today. Do it in community. The three of us are going to go to Mass on Wednesday, just together as a group, because we can. Haven't thought about it before, but we're going to do that now. That helps with the support, not because you're bragging, but because it helps to have a community to operate within. Whatever it is that we're going to do, now is the time. We have set aside Ash Wednesday specifically to stop, to remind ourselves that we are dust and to dust we shall return. We have stopped on Wednesday, this Wednesday specifically, to remind ourselves that as Christians in today's world, we are called to witness to the presence of God in our lives. Not by being gloomy, not by being grumpy, not by, you know, all of the things that Jesus is talking about not doing. It's not about showing off, and it's not about doing it for someone else. It's about doing it for ourselves so that we can grow and nurture the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ in a very special, intentional way throughout the season. As we continue to go through Lent, the readings are going to take on a certain urgency. Jesus understands that his time is running out and his mission has got to be fulfilled. He's got to make sure that all of the things that he has to do get done. So too do we. We too are challenged to make sure that the things that God has given us, we are intentional and engaged about. Today's the day. Think about it.